This is Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into another week of fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We will start things out by going right into your calls. That is the point of the show. Well, we go to Cooper in Colorado on the amp line to start things out. Hello, Cooper.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had a friend of mine was having a party the other night, and I just graduated from high school, and he wanted to have a high school party. So kind of ironic. But
okay.
There was some drinking going on. He knew that I knew the laws of the area, so he hired me as kind of the door guard.
the consultant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so a couple of my buddies and I were just hanging out by the door, having a good time, you know. I had a Sprite. Everyone else had, you know, a Coors Light or whatever.
Yeah.
And underage drinking party, mind you. So not legal in Colorado or anywhere. I was about to leave. It was around midnight, and I see the lights come on, the cop lights, and two police officers come up to the door.
So wait, hold on. This high school party was wrapping up at midnight?
Wow. No, I was just going to leave it.
Oh, you were leaving? Oh, okay.
I'm sure everyone else would have been there. I mean, I was guarding the door for about 4 hours, so.
Oh, all right. So he didn't want to pay you till like 4 a.m. or whatever? He didn't want to keep you on?
I was just doing it as a courtesy, you know?
I gotcha. All right, so you're getting ready to head out and the cops roll up. What happens?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've seen, you know, the video the ACLU puts out called Busted, you know, and I've read up on everything and I know the laws, and so all right, guys. All right, the cops are here. Turn the music off. Everybody get out back, you know, just in case, you know, it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. So I opened the door, and I went outside, and I closed the door behind me. And I was like, good evening, officers. And what seems to be the problem? And he's like, well, we got a call from a neighbor about a domestic disturbance. We were wondering if we could come in and chat with you.
Yeah.
And I said,
no, thanks.
No, officer. You know, we're just fine all by ourselves. No safety issues or anything. And I said, well, do you live here? Like, no, sir, I don't. But my friend lives here, and I'm pretty sure he wouldn't want you to come in either, officer. And so, and then he goes, well, you know, for your safety, we'd like to come in and just make sure that everything's okay.
Oh my gosh, what a load.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, all right, officer. We're all fine here. We're just a bunch of guys having a good time.
No? I swear we're safe.
So was his demeanor here, was he attempting to act as though he was concerned? He wasn't being rough or authoritarian in any way?
He was acting like he was concerned until about this point where I refused all of his Jedi mind tricks.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's like, yeah, well, you know, I really want to make sure everything's all right. He's like, officer, we're fine. You know, we're just hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah, thanks for your concern.
By this point, I could tell I had really disarmed him. You know, he was kind of looking at his partner with a kind of inquisitive look.
So and, what do we do now? We're not allowed to go in.
What now? You know, and then he goes, all right, well, turn the music down. You know, it's after midnight. we don't want to have to come back for another disturbance call. Have a good night. Like, all right, officers, you know.
Wow.
Thank you for your concern. I'll see you later.
Thanks. You have a good time, too.
So nice they're concerned about that.
Yeah,
nicely done. Well done, sir.
Yeah, and so, you know, I was telling some of my friends, you know, when I left, I was training some other guys who were kind of mildly wasted, you know, better than nothing, you know?
Yeah, your replacement.
Like, never give up your Fifth and Fourth Amendment rights. And they're like, what's
that?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, in Colorado, we do not have any kind of civics class. We have a quote-unquote government class, which is really just, in 1776, the Founding Fathers did this and this and this. And they don't go into any depth about how, you know, how it's supposed to work and how it works now and stuff like that. But it's just more of a history lesson.
Don't forget, I don't know how it is in Colorado, but in Washington, D.C., at least according to Antonin Scalia, rights aren't really rights anymore at all. They're perfectly attenuable, and you can restrict them based on what the majority deems is reasonable. So if you saw the Heller case thing, then you're never really sure what rights can be protected anymore. It's a good thing you stood up at the doorway. That was awesome, man.
Yeah, you really did a great job at averting a serious disaster. I mean, kids could have gotten arrested. They're not. Rights would have been ruined, but because you stood up and said, no, I'm not letting you in, and you were very nice about it from the way you sounded, and that's great. I mean, you want to be able to just smile at the cop as you are refusing his advance, that they actually left you alone, and I think that is heroic of you, Cooper. Congratulations.
And it was very easy, you know, and most people have no idea that they can actually stand up to people with hardly any effort at all. The problem is they don't know what to do.
Well, they know that they've been trained, they've been conditioned by television and movies and popular culture to believe that if the cops want to come in, you've got to let them in, and it's just not true.
And the same thing with school, because, I mean, my school has, I had 2,500 kids in it, and we had probably 20 security guards and two resource officers, which were police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And there was maybe one fight a year. And most of the time, these security guards just sat around, and, you know, they kind of became part of the high school cliques. It's kind of funny.
Huh. Strange.
So,
so the cops didn't try to come back later on after you'd left?
I don't know. We disbanded pretty quick. We moved down the street to his other house so that we wouldn't be caught, you know?
It's a lesson.
The kid has two houses?
Cooper, I want to thank you for your call, and thanks again. Congratulations on your choices there. You made the right ones. We appreciate hearing from you tonight, dude. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
800-259-9231. Not only did Cooper do the right thing for what was, in this case, a high school party, but it's also the right thing to do if it's just you and the family sitting alone at home. There's no reason for you to talk to the police. Now, if you insist on talking to them just because you want to talk to the cops.
You got nobody else to talk to?
You can talk to them. Just do not open the door. Now, Cooper, in his case, actually met him out in the front yard, which might have been a good idea. They might have tried to look through the windows and see if somebody was smoking a bong or something like that. But, you know, if you want to meet them, if you even want to talk to them, go outside and shut and lock and close the door behind you.
Well,
and I don't even recommend that. I recommend what Barry Cooper says.
There's really no advantage to letting the police in.
No.
I mean, really, that's what these guys are here for. They are there at that house in order to find kids doing something wrong so that they can either, you know, write you tickets for drinking underage, take somebody to jail, whatever it is. It doesn't seem like they're not going to pull out their wallets and hand everybody a $100 bill.
They're not going to tap the keg for you.
Yeah. There's no good result from letting the police in, so keep the police out. You have the right to do so. It's your Fourth Amendment right.
So,
the reason I say so, by the way, is that kids that aren't causing any problems drinking aren't a problem. Now, driving and drinking, something entirely different.
Sure.
But as far as I'm concerned, every human being has the right to consume alcohol, and that does not start at the age of 21.
And they're not out on the roads at that time.
Right.
They're in somebody's house.
Exactly. So Cooper did a fantastic job. As far as meeting the cops, I would recommend that if you want to meet the cops, then do what Cooper did, and that is know when they're coming so you can already be outside. Because if they're at your front door by the time you're ready to meet them outside, I'd say it's too late. Don't give them the opportunity to stick a foot in your door and come in instead of, you know, if they're standing outside the front door and you want to go outside and talk to them, you could open that door and they can do whatever they want to at that point.
And they often will.
Right, right. So you won't necessarily be able to just slip out and close and lock
That's
the door
a really
behind
good
you
point.
At
yeah.
that point. Just stay inside at that point and keep the doors locked. Do not let them in under any circumstances. There's no reason for it whatsoever. 800-259-9231. You know, you could let some paramedics in maybe if something happens, but there's no reason to let the cops in. Let's continue here with your calls. Hollis is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hollis?
Oh, sorry. That's Missouri.
Sorry about that. What's on your mind?
But, I believe the question came up a couple other nights about how government regulation will be implemented or on the Internet.
Oh, yes. They're certainly very they're frothing at the mouth for the opportunity to regulate the Internet, and we'll hear what your vision is here in a moment. Hang on, your dystopian vision. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protective Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live by going and shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you need to buy, Amazon sells it. In fact, Julia was looking into chest freezers recently, and they have a nice little selection there at Amazon from different sellers as well. So that way you get different brands. It's not like Amazon has a deal with just one brand offered to you. There's multiple brands, multiple options, and delivered to your door.
I'm interested in what the shipping is on a chest freezer.
It's not usually that bad.
I got just surprised.
Anyway, you can get it all through Amazon, amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. We continue with your calls. Hollis is on the line in Missouri. Hollis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, I was just looking at the way China, how they, Christianity is illegal in China, and what they do is they pay off Google to turn in anyone who types in the word Jesus in the Google search bar. So, so I think it would be more like government payoffs to these search engines to if someone types in child porn or something, to turn them in and I guess take them down. I don't know.
Yeah, that would make sense. A little financial incentive for people to snitch out. I mean, we've seen that it works when it comes to local crimes or so-called crimes. The amount of snitching going on, people calling the Crime Stoppers lines, for instance, has gone up because the economy is a little bit tougher, and that's an easy way for people to get some cash. If they roll out, roll over on their neighbors or their friends or family members who might happen to have their grass growing a little too tall, or they might happen to smoke marijuana or whatever.
I don't know if Crime Stoppers is going after code violations.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know how the government is about their cash. They like money, and if they can make more off of, you know, going after somebody than what they're going to pay out to whoever the snitch is, it might work out for them. Anyway, there are a lot of people that can snitch for nonviolent consensual crimes, Mark, and that much is for sure.
That much is true.
There's been more of that. And so that financial incentive does work wonders. I think you might be onto something there. And if that's what they're doing in China, they might just try it here. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the internet relatively untouched as far as the government's hands, nasty little hands, are concerned. But boy, do they want to get involved. Boy, do they want to control content. It seems like it's just a matter of time. And if the technology companies will be obedient for a few bucks, then we're done for. Normally, the technology guys are resolute in their opposition to governmental interference in internet freedom. But what if they start throwing money around? How will that change things?
Just look at the way that Congress gave the blanket amnesty to the Telecommunications Act and the new reworked FISA law that they came up with last week.
You help us out, we'll protect you, right?
Yeah, it's amazing to see how these guys just buckle and go against unwarranted searches and seizures. And I could see definitely what you're saying. And for those people who think it's just the Republicans who are involved in this game, lest we remind them that none other than our pal Joe Lieberman from Connecticut, when he was running for vice president, he warned the people in Hollywood that if they didn't clean up their acts with what they're offering for movies, he would work to have their movies categorized as products and regulated through the Interstate Commerce Clause, which again is is patently unconstitutional.
Democrats don't really consider Joe Lieberman to be a Democrat anymore, though. They feel like he's turned.
Yeah, well, that's like
Hillary Clinton is a big pro-family so-called politician. She wants to ban video games just like old Joe Lieberman does, and I'm pretty sure they consider her a Democrat.
Yeah, absolutely they do.
Let's continue and talk to Dave in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I got a new term, super government. We're off to save the world. No,
yeah, right.
Not really.
They try.
What I called is about a year ago, this developmental center offered to close its doors and let residents out in the community.
Oh, boy.
And this year, they changed their mind and wanted to open group homes.
Hmm.
So
what does that mean?
They had promised to release the consumers. Now they went back on it.
So they were going to release, that you use the term consumers, but these are people that have been imprisoned, right? These are like mentally developed. You said development?
Developmental center, yeah.
So are they in prison for something they've done, or just because they're somebody decided they weren't capable of taking care of themselves?
Someone decided they weren't capable of taking care of themselves.
And you're saying they should have been let out, these people?
Hmm. It saves money living in the community than it does living in a...
How many of these people...
What community are you talking about?
In
society.
Like institution, but not prison or anything like that.
So there's little homes for these people to go to that they can come and go as they please? Because I know that in where I'm from, Sarasota, Florida, there was a place where people that, you know, they couldn't handle life on their own could live in a group home, mm-hmm. and then they could go to work and that kind of thing.
Yes, it's like a group home, or actually like a nursing home, I would say.
That's the place that was going to shut its doors is like the group home, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so you're
now
saying...
Now they're wanting to open... I hate using these terms, but an ICFMR, Intermediate Medical Facility for Mental Retardation.
So that, what does that mean, Dave? I mean, does that mean it's going to get more, and the costs are going to go up instead of go down?
Yes, to the state and to everyone.
I see where you're coming from on that. All
it's
right,
like...
Well, thank you for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So instead of letting them out, they're going to, I guess, crack down further on these people?
Yeah, well, it's not an easy dilemma because we've sort of turned over.
It's also not always easy to understand, Dave.
No, not always.
Nice guy.
It's not an easy dilemma when it comes to people that are, and I don't know what the term is, but developmentally disabled. At some point or another, they just can't take care of themselves, but there certainly are plenty of them that can. So the ones that can should be able to, and I don't think the government is the best institution for deciding who can and who can't. So
right. I don't even know why it should fall into anybody in the government's hands in the first place. The government doesn't do anything good for even its own services. It can't manage anything.
Wouldn't they have an incentive? Because it's a government, whatever it is, if it's the government that's running the hospital, or if it's some private organization, but they're getting funded from the government. Either way, what you're dealing with is an organization that is going to be funded based on numbers, results, or not what their customers are wanting. Mm. So they have an incentive to add more numbers. If you come in and say, "Doc, I'm feeling kind of messed up. Do I need to check in?" Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
you do.
Yeah, you've got a problem.
And the way the bureaucracy works, just because of the – even if they tried to say, okay, well, we'll fund you based on applicants that managed to graduate – well, if the bureaucrats manage to hold out 3 or 4 years and like, oh, we just can't do it. We need more funding. Sooner or later, the government will give up and just say, okay, whatever.
Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll hear from a law enforcement officer who is on the line and take your calls as well about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever is on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click download and enjoy for free right there on the front page of freetalklive.com.
What mischief is the iron fist of the state up to lately? Who is Poopin von Schnurrenberger, and why does he call himself an anarcho-poopalist? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Wednesday and Friday for a new strip and find bonus materials throughout the week, all at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com.
1-800-259-9231. You know, Mark, I've heard that the Schnurrenbergers will have you executed just for mentioning their name in public. But
they are super
only,
secret.
Not only did you mention their name, you mispronounced it. I mean, you're going to be dead by the end of the night. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brad in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brad.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, two things. First, I wanted to throw some kudos at Dave from Ohio. He identifies himself as being developmentally disabled, and what I think is really important is there's so many different groups of people who understand the liberty message and the general goal of reducing the size of government so we can live more free, and I believe that Dave would be a really good guy to sort of lead a liberty group or some sort of movement for other people who are developmentally disabled. And I'm sure he's got lots of contacts, and I think it would be a great idea for him to think about it because he seems to be well in tune with a lot of these messages, and, you know, he obviously knows a lot of people in the community.
He could really spearhead a movement. That's kind of interesting. I like that
absolutely.
Idea.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Great suggestion.
So maybe he could think about that, and if he called in some other time, talk about it. The second thing is I wanted to talk about is when the police come to your door.
Yeah, how do you feel about how Cooper handled that situation at the high school party earlier when he went outside and told the cops, sorry, you can't come in?
Well, I think if he handled it any other way, probably there would have been a lot of arrests and people would be down at the police station and, you know, people would be going to court, possibly getting criminal convictions, parents would have been called. So, I mean, the way he handled it is all he did. I mean, he didn't do anything rude. All he did was stand up for his constitutional rights.
I think that's the really important part to take away from Cooper's story mm-hmm. is Cooper was respectful at every turn with these police officers. He didn't goad them. He didn't he didn't jump up in their face. He didn't Fourth Amendment give them the double finger and dance around the front of the door. He was respectful. Everything's fine here, officer. Thank you very much. Not going to let you in.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, even if someone's dealing with a law enforcement officer that's less than polite, I mean, the best thing to do is kill him with kindness.
Absolutely.
Because you always come out looking better. But I want to encourage people to not just ignore the police if they come knocking on your door. Because, say, for instance, last night when I was at work, I work in law enforcement here in New Hampshire. It was 2 a.m. and I had to go to a woman's house because her son was arrested and he was trying to call her to have him come down and bail her out and her phone was off, her cell phone was off, and so I was banging on her door at 2 a.m. And a lot of people to see the police outside on your door at 2 a.m. a lot of people might not want to get involved, but I mean, had she not come to the door, I wouldn't have been able to tell her to go help her son out.
That's true. The reason I give that advice, and I believe Barry Cooper also backs that up, the reason you give that advice is because a lot of cops, maybe not you, Brad, but a lot of cops, given the opportunity to even interact, whether it's, if the door is closed, even if they're interacting with someone, they will lie in order to convince them to open the door, and then, who knows what sort of havoc mm-hmm. they will wreak at that point. So you want to make sure that if the person is going to go and talk to the cops, and as you say, there could be a good reason to talk to the cops, if the person's going to talk to the cops, always be aware that that cop could be lying to you in whatever it is that that he is saying.
Oh, absolutely. The police are allowed to lie when interacting with people to collect evidence. Police are not allowed to lie in court or in reports. Unfortunately, there are bad cops out there that do that. But even with what I'm saying is, I mean, you don't even have to open the door, open the shades. I mean, if you can just speak to the officer through the door and say, what's going on? I mean, if this lady, she opened the door for me last night, but if she just said through the door, what's up? You know, I don't want to open the door. You know, I'm wearing my bathrobe or whatever. I would have said, well, your son is at X police station. Here's the phone number. Please call him.
There's no reason at all to open the door in that situation. Even though you're a very friendly-looking guy, Brad, you're a dude standing on someone's front porch at 2 in the morning, pounding on the front door. Even though you are in a police uniform, anybody can buy a police uniform. So the woman would be totally justified, I think, in saying, well, talk to me through the door. You can tell me what you need to tell me. I don't need to open it to talk to you. So
absolutely, absolutely. So I'd really encourage people I called the show probably about a month ago, and I told the story. I got called to a loud party, and I showed up, and I banged on the door. Some teenage girl looked out the window and yelled, OF, it's the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, things went quiet, and I could hear crickets in the background. and there was it sounded like there was 20 people inside. But, there I was rapping on the door. No one would answer it. So you know what I could do?
Leave.
Nothing.
Right.
I left.
There you go.
Brad, I think that, from this call, we've gotten something that, in fact, the cops can come to your door for something good, and I'm glad to hear it, and always be respectful.
Thanks, Brad, for the call. Anything else on your mind?
Nope, that's it. Have a good night, guys.
Dude, appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go on screen to the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hey, it's George.
George, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I pretty much
stop the terrorists from coming through. Becky Akins would be so proud.
You stopped a terrorist today. TSA George, working in one of the D.C. airports. What happened?
Yep. Yeah, basically, I was working the X-ray. I just started my shift, and I noticed in one of the suitcases a flashlight that had a Leatherman inside the flashlight. Like, so, like, it looked like someone hit a Leatherman knife in there. That's considered artful concealment, you know, big federal crime or something like that.
Yeah.
I called in a supervisor, had a look, you know, and they're like, they called the cops on that.
Oh, jeez.
And then they grabbed the pen.
Huh? I was just thinking, did you have a chance to talk to the guy? Because I'm betting he's just somebody who really wanted to keep his Leatherman. Those things are pretty expensive, aren't they?
Well, actually, this is where it gets kind of interesting. They interviewed the passenger. It turned out to be some 19-year-old girl. And the cop asking, do you know what's in here? And she started getting this attitude like, batteries? You know, what the hell kind of moron are you? Mm. And then the cop opens, unscrews it, and pulls out the Leatherman that was inside the flashlight with the batteries in there. And he's like, you could just see this chick pale. And it's like, my boyfriend gave her that. And she calls her boyfriend. And then you can hear almost through the cell phone that the boyfriend found out she was cheating on him. And he put that flashlight in there.
Nasty. What'll they do about that, George? Because we know that sometimes the TSA sends these bills to people that get caught doing something they are supposedly aren't supposed to. Are they going to send a bill to her or the boyfriend?
I don't know about that, but the cops decided not to charge her. I mean,
she lucked out.
Real good scrape, chewing out for her attitude. Before they pulled out the Leatherman. Because they thought she was being a smart ass, And but once she realized what that was, she just, completely melted down worse than Chernobyl.
So, George, how do you feel about your new uniforms? Sam from Texas reported that...
That's at Reagan National. I'm at Dulles.
Oh, so you haven't gotten them yet?
No, see, I think what our FSB, that's the guy who runs the airport, is doing is waiting until 9/11, to switch to the new uniform, because that's exactly what it did 4 years ago. Switched from our first uniform to our current one.
So you guys are going to get some more fascist uniforms then. You're going to have real badges instead of the iron-on patches.
I already got all that stuff in my basement right there.
Oh, man.
I've had this thing since last year.
George, will you quit your job when they actually go to black uniforms and helmets? Jack boots?
Yeah, at that point, yes, I'll be out of there.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It really doesn't seem that far off at this point. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Would that be an indicator to people that they were living in a police state?
Nope.
Free Talk Live.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bylo, and Rite Aid.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free, and that everything includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WEBEX.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. And you can even get yourself a free webcam while you're at it. That's 800-259-9231 is our number. You can bring up whatever you want. We continue with your calls. It's John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, John?
Hey, Ian. I was on freekeen.com the other day, and I got a chance to listen to a call that you made to a local station over there.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to run by you. I thought it was kind of amazing. I think the guy's name is Fred that's head of the show.
Fred is, yes, one of the, he's a former politician here in Keene. He would not like to be called a politician, though.
I wanted to make a guess that he's probably retirement age or older.
Yes, he's a former detective on the police squad.
He's damn spry looking.
And the reason that
though.
I guess that age is because I know some authoritarian socialist types that are very government-oriented and think the government has the answers. That used language that he used, and in a very short time, he was able to hit so many of these things that I said, I have to tell Ian about this.
All right.
He not only used the language, the if you don't like it here, why don't you leave, he had a different version of you didn't have to come here to New Hampshire.
Yes.
Same message, trying to isolate you and make you feel.
You know, if I would have had the opportunity to address that with Fred, I would have said, you know what, I'll leave as soon as you can get all the New Hampshireites out of Florida. Because
okay.
They come down there, they drive bad, and they get involved in our government. So why not?
Okay, let me touch on a couple other things that J- just the authoritarian socialist speak that he used.
Okay.
When you asked him about the dollar signs on the tax bill, he used the word saying that it sounded like a conspiracy talk that you were using.
Oh, it definitely was
conspiracy
talk. He said it was
legal terms which he didn't understand, which is interesting. He doesn't understand it, and yet he advocates it. Very,
yeah,
very strange, isn't it, to advocate something that one doesn't understand?
Well, I guess most people understand that if they don't obey, they're going to get hurt. I think most people understand that about the government.
But I think he was going a little bit along the idea of which brings me to the third and final point. He's trying to make it sound like he's not quite smart enough to understand this stuff that the government does, and yet they want to teach everyone that it's okay not to understand. This stuff is too confusing for the average person.
That the government,
you have to sit down and don't question this stuff.
Right. The people in the government are experts. Leave them to their jobs and
that's
everything
their
will be great.
Job. Exactly, right. Mark. Right. It's so right. And
I think excellent observation, Sean. Go ahead.
If that kept on going, and that was just a matter of minutes, and if it kept on going or with repeated calls, he's going to get into using other words, which are probably kind of predictable, and some of it might depend on how nice a guy he is or how mean it is. He's going to say that you're extreme, maybe, but he'll do it in a nice way. Or he might say, geez, you're personally isolationist. Maybe you're just like not comfortable in society. But he's gonna use these things where it's trying to make you look like the oddball instead of, you know, it's okay not to understand stuff and yet advocate it.
Let me give Fred Parcells some credit.
These things all in a very short time.
He's very smooth and very, very persuasive.
Personable.
He was good.
Absolutely.
He was definitely good, and he sounded like
a kind
old guy. We've actually
had me in on his show. If you go back to freekeen.com and scroll down some more, look at the audio items, you'll find a full 2 hours with me and Fred sitting in the studio together. So
that will be fun. I wish I had more time because I did spot that, but I just didn't have time to do it. And I will go back to freekeen.com.
So credit to him. I mean, the guy deserves credit. He is open-minded enough to have me sit in there in the same studio with him where, you know, he doesn't have control over the phones. He can't just end the conversation.
And he's got to realize we're not leaving. So
yeah. So
yeah, he just reminded me of a couple people that I know, and they're well-intentioned. They're very, I don't know, they're just, it was the age that I guessed. He was of that age where it's not going to change, I don't think. But then again, who knows?
Yeah, you never know about
it. Be open and honest with them and don't be mean and all that.
Sure, maybe he'll take the love of government to his grave, or maybe he'll come on board at some point. Who knows? And it won't hurt for us to continue talking about it and talking to him and others like him, because a lot of others like him were inevitably listening to that very phone call in that particular show. And so the more we talk about these things, the more people get the chance to analyze the ideas on their own time and come to their own conclusions, and that can only be a good thing. John, great call tonight. Thanks for hearing. For dialing in. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I love your point, Mark, that we're not going anywhere. Yeah, I mean, you might like us to turn around and go back to Florida, but we're here to stay.
You can view something that goes on in this community as a defeat for, freedom lovers. You can view it that way. We don't. Anytime that we get into the newspaper, we get our ideas heard.
You mean like somebody getting arrested or something like that? On a space looks like
Julia running for office.
Yeah.
I don't view that as a defeat.
Even though she lost, you mean?
Yeah, she lost, but I don't view it as a defeat.
It was a huge success. She got media coverage like crazy.
Absolutely.
So there you go. One of the callers on that same show said, "Hey, I thought we took care of this free state stuff, but their candidate lost."
And I got to tell you, as a guy who lived here, the word among the more anti-government people, more pro-individual liberty people who've been around here in the state for a long time, is that the people who used to show up years and years ago, the sort of evangelical Christians and people like that,
show
up for, say, trying to stop a bill or speaking out, handing out flyers or anything like that, writing letters to the editor, that sort of thing, they can't be counted on anymore in the state.
Really?
And the people who can be counted on are the Free Staters.
You can really count them.
They have replaced the other movers in the state.
There is always something new to talk about with the Free Staters and what they're up to right now. And, of course, one of the big things at the moment is the Manchester detainment that occurred a few weeks back. to some of our listeners when they were, I don't know if you've covered this on your show,
yes,
Guard.
Yes.
Great.
With Ryan and
yeah.
the gun. Yeah.
Ryan and a handful
else.
Of other Free Staters were out in public,
yeah.
open carrying, which is totally legal and lawful here in New Hampshire. And the cops detained them for 45 minutes, harassing them, checking identification, taking their guns away from them, checking the guns.
Took the ammunition out.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And in fact,
and
when we had Ryan on my show, that was the first time we ever had to switch on our bleeper and take us off our delay because somebody called in and called me an a-hole.
For having him on the show?
Yeah, well, I was actually just expressing some questions, sort of not even really stating my side, just saying, you know, is this right that this should happen? You know, these statutes were
yeah.
broken, these rights were broken, there was no probable cause. If they had had an opportunity, perhaps the cops could have expressed their probable cause, and it would have been a little more understandable.
Ryan is looking for an apology from the police department, as well as the mayor, and he also wants, let's see, what did he
do? Guarantee that it won't happen again.
Oh, he wants them to retrain the cops.
Yes.
Retraining. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get anything, do you? I mean, maybe I'm pessimistic here. What do you think?
Well, it's funny because the mayor of Manchester is a friend of mine, and I got to know him
really?
Early on when he was an alderman, and I was on a Manchester station, and I got to say, I would hope that he would do the right thing, but
he's
not aligned to the freedom philosophy the way we are, and I think he's looking at a few different thoughts in his book of considerations.
Well, we'll keep you informed as we learn more about what's going on there, but the Free Staters are all over that one,
oh, yeah,
which is
awesome.
Just fantastic, and of course, the more people that we have here in New Hampshire, the more we can be all over these situations as they continue
to
pop up.
Get here!
And the more people that we have, the more proactive we can become. Instead of just responding to situations, we can go out there and actually do things to advance liberty in our lifetime. So it's an amazing movement full of quality people. 800-259-9231 is the number. We continue with, I believe, Ben on the line in Pennsylvania. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Ben.
Am I on?
Hey, yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm working with my dad now. He has his own heating, plumbing, and air conditioning business. And
okay.
Every day when we're driving around, I have to listen to this neoconservative talk radio.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who is the host?
In the morning, we listen to Quinn and Rose,
okay.
And then later on, Rush Limbaugh, and then if you work late enough, I think it's Glenn Beck.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Glenn
Beck
is...
Well,
Beck isn't as bad as some of them, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, Glenn Beck has been coming a little bit more... He used to just exclusively hit... on Ron Paul supporters. He was very upset with them, but he's opened up a lot since he had Ron Paul on, and he's still an anti-immigration guy, still war on terror guy.
Yeah, I heard a quote from him recently that was pretty chilling. Let's come back with more with Ben. Hang on, dude. We're going to bring you back. You can talk about these neocons. The morning show he mentioned is a relatively small syndicated Clear Channel show, and they have a website that's like, it's got the word war in it. That should tell you enough. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is on the way. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is...